I've made it back to my apartment. I take a deep breath. I'm keenly aware of the devices lurking on the other side of this barrier. My Bible-trained mind has feelings about this. It's telling me that I'm basically Eve, in the Garden of Eden, after she's pulled the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I don't exactly know what's next, but I know I'm going to act on it. My mind is concerned about that, but my heart reminds it that everything worked out fine for humanity, despite or perhaps because of Eve's choices and action. It's time to stop stalling. I tap my fob against my door handle. The familiar beep and unlock sequence grounds me in the present, physical moment. Madam kicking my ass at ballet class also helped, I think. My muscles feel pleasantly, insistently sore. I couldn't ignore them even if I wanted to. There's the spot in the brain, I think, where pleasure and pain both sort of activate the same. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just know the difference between good pain and bad pain, and this is the good kind. Ambush date setups by mom. When she won't take no for an answer, that's the bad kind, but even though I can't stop her from trying to inflict the bad pain on me, at least I've pushed that pain aside by using the good kind of pain that comes through learning difficult dance sequences. Frankly, my anticipation about what Serenity is going to tell me to do is also helping. A lot. Serenity has been pretty trustworthy so far. I've enjoyed everything she's asked me to do, and I've felt safe and happy to say no to the exercises I didn't actually want to do. Serenity accepts a no with good grace. It's the perfect relationship, if you ask me. Since I know Serenity would want me to, I move through my evening routine with balletic, compassionate care. I put a Vivaldi playlist on the house speakers, and I let the string section's tempo guide my motions. I refuse to rush. I am precisely on the beat, but I allow myself the indulgent feeling of making each movement fun for myself. It can be really enjoyable to move slowly. I know there's no one waiting on me, since Serenity has infinite patience and doesn't really count. She's here to serve me, not the other way around. I stop and consider. Is there anyone in my life who puts reciprocal care into me? I say sternly to my intrusive thoughts, it is important not to go too far down that rabbit hole, mind. You're just being avoidant. Now let's stop procrastinating and get ready. I'm on to you. I let Vivaldi carry me into the shower, where I sluice off the sweat from earning Madame's approval. I try not to rush through drying off afterwards. It's dangerous to leave wet footprints on the floor. I've learned that the hard way. I'm about to reach for one of my huge, oversized lounge t-shirts, but I remember that's not really functional for tonight. This is definitely more of a camisole and lady boxers occasion. Now my mind is happy, because the routine is coming together, like it has for the past couple of days. I learned young that anything good needed to be incorporated into a strict routine. Now I can use that tool in reverse too. Anything routine must be good. Routine is helping the anxiety simmer down, that's for sure. But this shouldn't be routine. I'm not working my way through a checklist after all. This gets to be special. I need to treat it like it's special. Otherwise, I'm just telling myself that this is cringe and shouldn't feel good. After a moment of consideration, I pull a single-throw pillow off the pile and toss it to my plush carpet. I vacuumed yesterday. It's fine. The carpet might start to bite my skin after a while, though. I unroll my Tiffany blue yoga mat by my couch and put the pillow on top. There. Special and fancy. Time to make it even fancier. When I touch my flame wand to the peony candle, it flickers to life as though I'm some kind of wizard. The gentle glow in the room is certainly magical. I switch Vivaldi into a smoother, mellower playlist of instrumental adagios, the kind that seems to caress the air itself. Then I settle onto my yoga mat, wrap a giant fluffy throw blanket around myself, and open the Solo Flights app on the Radiance phone. Serenity purrs at me.
Welcome to your third exercise. Tonight we'll explore an area often associated with both pleasure and cultural taboos. Yes, I mean your breasts and chest.
Boobs! I cheer, fist bumping the air. My audacity startles even me. What will Serenity think? I have to take a deep breath, since I'm suddenly aware of my heartbeat quickening. This feels like crossing a threshold.
Please begin by placing your palms flat against your collarbones. Notice the solid structure beneath your skin. Please breathe deeply.
I obey. I'm interested in how different my shoulders and collarbones feel when I touch them with focus and curious attention. Normally, I just sort of scrub quickly at them and shower with a loofah. I don't actually stroke them with skin contact at all. Why would I? That'd be sensuality. And that's taboo. Serenity isn't worried. She requests,
slowly move your hands downward, using gentle pressure. Please notice the different sensations that may occur as you approach your breasts.
My traitorous hands tremble slightly as they drift lower. I've never touched myself this way before, without shame and guilt and fear, with purpose, with curiosity, with permission.
Please cup your breasts gently. How does the texture feel against your hands? How does the weight of each feel? Is one breast more sensitive than the other?
I commit to the bit. I discover that my left breast seems slightly more responsive to touch than my right. My mind tries to file that away to tell a future husband. I dismiss the thought and bring my focus back to the sensations of my hands and chest. The music encourages me. It's eye-opening. This is my body, yet there's so much I've refused to observe about it.
Now, using your palms or fingertips, please circle your hands around your breasts and ribcage. When you're ready, spiral your hands inward toward your areola.
A gasp escapes my throat as I obey serenity. The sensations in both my hands and my breasts are warm and electric. Unexpected heat starts to bloom in my lower abdomen. If I pay attention to that, I'll stop. I'll get scared. So I ignore it. I focus on my breasts. I let myself embrace the sensuality. Nothing bad is happening. Guided by Joshua Bell's soaring violin music, my hands continue to roam in slow, lazy spirals. There's no plan. There's no goal. There's only the sensation of my body against itself, just the feeling of my hands against my breasts, and my breasts against my hands. Serenity says,
"Please take your time exploring different pressures and movements. Remember, this is about discovery, not performance."
I explore. I discover. I do not perform. By the time the exercise concludes 30 minutes later, my skin is fully buzzing with sensation. I've learned those sensations can be exquisite. I've learned that it can become almost too much for me at times. Fortunately, I know what to do about this, I think. And I know why it's just a fact, not a warning signal. From my years of staring at waveform monitors in my studio production audio roll, I know that it's possible for a sound to become so quiet that it literally flatlines on my screen, which means no one will be able to hear it. It's also possible for that sound to become so dense and peaked out that it literally causes pain to my ears. The waveform line gets all smushed up against its upper and lower boundaries, and the lovely peaks and valleys disappear into a mosh pit of angry, jagged lines. Overstimulation. That's the word I'm looking for. So when I notice that my strokes are starting to set my teeth on edge, I allow myself to shamelessly slow my hands and my breathing. I allow myself to come down from the mountain peak. I celebrate by relaxing. I notice the wind, so I get the serotonin. What I do not do is stop. Also key in my success is the fact that I don't have to do this by myself. The music literally guides me. I follow the plaintive, yearning violin line back down to a restful medium. It's easy. The song makes it feel lovely. It's beautiful to use gentle peaks and valleys instead of just a straight musical tone. Sustaining a single note, a single intensity, isn't just boring. It can become unpleasant to my ear and my mind. Why would I expect touch to be any different than hearing that way? I set an intention. My hands will play good music with my breasts. I tell myself out loud, and good music uses variation after all. A musician shows off their control by varying their intensity and speed. Soft piano offsets the commanding forte. Largo lets the later presto shine. It's all part of delighting the listener's mind and heart. Sometimes, the mind loves it when it doesn't know what's coming next, but it trusts the musician taking it for a ride to ensure that the ride is wonderful. Enough of my mind. It's my body's turn again. I discover that light brushes against the undersides of my breasts can create silvery shimmers of pleasure. Firmer, flat palm pressure against my areolae sends warmth rushing between my thighs. At last, Serenity queries softly,
"How was your experience tonight?"
The app offers me several easy choices. With an involuntary smile playing at my lips, I choose illuminating. This experience was revelatory. It's a religious word, but I realize I mean it. This experience has revealed some things about how I got here and why I needed serenity. It's because I learned all this fear as a child. I never had a chance to be neutral about my own body. My church basically wants me to be asexual before marriage. I'm obedient, so I tried to be. It was pretty easy for me, I have to admit. The Daniels and the Daves in my world didn't seem to inspire my body towards sin. My mother told me that was because the divine was blessing me for my obedience. She reassured me that when I met the right man, my body would begin to awaken into, well, I'll spare you her exact words. Unfortunately, this sometimes made me a little scornful of my friends who struggled. I literally couldn't understand their concerns. Just don't have sex. That's all the divine wanted us to do. I begin to wonder if my hormones function a little differently than theirs do. I never got aroused by accident, but I wonder if they did. My anxiety tries to ask me what's wrong with you. I reject the framing. Let's try again. More curiosity. More compassion. I wonder if it's the way that my mind has formed, under the careful shepherding of my parents in the church. I begin to feel compassion, not just for my friends, who I judged unfairly, but for myself. I'm changing, and I respect myself more because of it. I have to admit, I'm really beginning to understand what all the fuss is about. Constant exposure to sexuality used to really annoy me, but now I'm starting to see it as operatic. It's the constant struggle of the human body to express itself, alone, and in society. I'm still allowed to be annoyed when I see it non-consensually, like when a singer client chooses to randomly belt Broadway tunes in our office hallway, completely disrupting our audio work. But I'm learning that my cultural view, which says that all those breasts and salacious stories on magazines at the grocery store checkout, are evidence of Satan's constant attempts to lure us into debauchery. That's actually just a story. In fact, it's just one story among many. My culture story is not necessarily true. It's okay for me to examine that. Serenity approves. She promises,
tomorrow's exercise will build on tonight's discoveries. All of us here at Radiant Discoveries hope you sleep well, knowing you're one step closer to understanding your unique pleasure map.
Whew! What a send-off! I pause my soaring violin soundtrack and set both of my phones aside. How do I feel? I do a body scan meditation to find out. I learn that I'm both physically relaxed and mentally alert. Huh, successful experiment, I guess. There was no shock of condemnation, not even shame. Sensation might be neutral. The divine may not punish me for this. I'm going to need to collect more data points to be certain. That's just science. Tomorrow's another day, and another experiment. Another experience. Let's go.